It was Bible story time for our 3-year-old grandson. When Daddy asked about David, our little Bible scholar said, "David, obey God." But when Daddy asked about Jonah, our grandson said, "Jonah, not obey. Go in whale." Then for the grand prize, what happens if you don't obey? The little guy paused for a moment, and then he answered, "Go in whale." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when God's child is on the run. Actually, that's pretty much how it works for all of us. If God is after us to do something and we don't obey, go in whale. Well, let's go back to the story that started all of this. Our word for today from the Word of God, we're in Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord. He found a ship bound for Tarshish. He went on board and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. Okay, the sailors are scared to death. They try everything to save themselves, including praying to their gods. But Jonah knows this is his fault. And he finally asks them to throw him overboard to save everyone else. Well, then they took Jonah, it says, and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. But the Lord provided a great fish, okay, it wasn't exactly a whale after all, to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and 3 nights. God, I believe, has sent me with this message today, maybe, because he knows there's a Jonah listening. Maybe you. The word of the Lord has come to you. You know there's something he's telling you to do. It may be to go somewhere for him, do something for him, to stop doing what's displeasing to him. And maybe God's been trying to get you to go to someone and make things right, to tell someone about Jesus, to move out of your comfort zone, whatever it is. Are you trying a Jonah? Are you running from God's orders? Well, there are a lot of ways to run. You can run by rationalizing, by blaming other people, by putting it off, by pleading your inadequacy, by hiding behind excuses. But after all is said and done, you're just plain old disobeying God. Here comes the storm. Here comes that big-mouthed sea creature. Have you noticed the unusual turbulence in your life recently? The chronic frustration? The obstacles that keep getting in your way? The prayers that aren't getting answered? The discouragement that has replaced your joy? That might be God's whale coming to stop and turn his child on the run. The pressure from heaven escalates the longer we refuse to do what God wants. He uses his whales to move us from what we want to what he wants. After all, God's plans are the destiny we're made for in the first place. Now, thankfully, God gave Jonah a second chance to do it right. And maybe he's giving you that chance right now. A 3-year-old understands the bottom line. Not obey, go in whale. Well, the hymn writer had it right. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.